So 2 days ago, Zionist hooligans from the Tel Aviv Football Club, they came to Amsterdam because they had a match against Ajax. As we predicted, they were very violent. They roamed the streets with around 200 people at the same time. They would take down Palestine flags everywhere which they would see them. And we have footage of them singing a song that there are no schools in Gaza anymore because they burned all the children. Simultaneously, they also attacked a cab driver who spoke out against them. We all knew that this was going to happen because the football club already stated before the match, before coming here, that they were going to bring the Israeli secret service, the Mossad. So we knew that they were going to be violent. And we also knew that amongst them supporters, a lot of them are IDF soldiers who have on their Facebook footage of being enlisted in the same army that's committing genocide. The moment they harassed one of the taxi drivers, they got a response. Thing is, the taxi drivers here, as I think all over the world, are quite well connected with each other. So within no time, over 100 taxi drivers came to the city center and chased the hooligans away. Chased them towards the casino, or some of them would jump in the canals. What do you expect if you come to our streets and sing about burning Gaza down? In Amsterdam, a Zionist hooligan can fuck up our streets, can burn down Palestine flags, can sing songs about burning Gaza down. But the moment you respond to them, the riot police emerged. They arrested over 50 protesters. And as according to the Zionist playbook, of course, this morning, Netanyahu sent out a statement, called the prime minister. He said that he sent out airplanes to pick up the hooligans because it was too dangerous for them. But yeah, instead of fact-checking Israel, of course, our media just follows them. And all of a sudden, all over the news, it was about how the hooligans were harassed by protesters, how it was about religion as well. It was never about religion. There was a clash with them because they're part of a genocide. According to the Zionist playbook, of course, you only focus on the counter response instead of the context in which it happened. So the media followed the complete narrative of Netanyahu that it was anti-Semitic. Secondly, most of our politicians just followed Netanyahu on this, making statements that anti-Semitism is not allowed, completely omitting the fact that the night before, Zionist hooligans fucked up our city, attacked people, completely omitting that fact. And as somebody from Amsterdam, let it be known that even though our authorities, our media, and our politicians follow the Zionist playbook, eat a sandwich of shit that Netanyahu is feeding them, the people stand with Palestine.